Welcome to the Power Press Podcast. I'm your host, Mackenzie Bennett, and on this podcast, we share information to empower your podcast. Thanks for listening. Today, it's just me, and I feel like I have a lot to talk about. A big week for podcasting. We've got Google Play happening, NAB, Worldwide Radio Summit happened, and even more. So I'm happy to get started with you guys and talk about what is going on in the world of podcasting right now. So first off, I want to start with talking about MTV, which sounds a little weird, but I just found out that they are launching a podcast network. They're going to be launching 5 different shows next week. So I haven't watched MTV in about 6 years. This has to do with the fact that I haven't had cable for the past 4 years, but it's also mainly because they don't have much quality content, in my opinion. So it hasn't really drawn me in to watch anything. So their goal is to reach more people and specifically bring back the young audience that they've always held on to. So they'll be launching 5 new podcasts next week about a variety of topics. And it's going to be hosted by the MTV News Journalists. And I know they've brought in producers that have worked on other podcasts before. They brought in someone from BuzzFeed who started the whole video network for BuzzFeed. So they're bringing in some quality people, which I feel like you see more and more nowadays of people that are starting to, starting their podcast network and are bringing in the best. They're kind of taking people from other things, which is fine, but has been one of the ways that people seem to be starting is that they want to start off with those quality people that they know are not going to fail. Regardless of that, one of the, I can't remember who said this in the article that I read. I'll put the article in the show notes, but they said that 80% of all content that young audiences consume is on their phones, which kind of makes me a little bit sad, but also I believe. I guess they would probably consider me part of their young audience, but I don't know if I spend 80% of my time on my phone or 80% of the media that I consume is on my phone. I still get a lot from a genuine laptop that I had all throughout college and a TV. I mean, guaranteed I don't have cable, but I do have pretty much every service out there that you can have to watch whatever it is that you want to watch. I guess I'm not watching a lot of original content necessarily. I watch, Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and Vudu and whatever else there is out there. Not a ton of YouTube, not a ton of Vine, not things like that. And I think that's what they're trying to target with this young audience that is most likely getting that type of content from their phone. So they're saying that these podcasts will be available on Spotify, iTunes, and SoundCloud. And I assume at some point, even more so than that. And that currently there will be no advertisements on the shows, but as it grows and gets bigger, that ads are going to be expected for the future. Once they start to get some numbers, then they'll be able to generate a deal based on that. This is going to happen with every single network that comes out of a company. It's just what you have to expect nowadays. It's just fine. I'm fine listening to these ads specifically because I typically skip over them with the 15 seconds after I hear a new one. Good luck to MTV. I hope that this will work. I don't know if it will, but I hope that it does because all of the research has been showing that the young millennial audience is who, podcast needs to target to keep growing their listenership and growing in general. And I think this will help. I think this will, I have hope that this will work for them. Not that I really like MTV that much, but I get what they're going for. Okay, so moving on from MTV, next up I want to talk about Google Play, specifically Google Play Music Podcasts. It officially launched on Monday, April 18th, after much debate of when it would actually happen and waiting. Honestly, I can't even remember when this started, but I feel like it was fall or winter of 2015, and it's now April, so a good 5 months ago, I think. Suffice to say, people were excited about it happening, and it's been a soft launch, or I guess a slow launch, whatever you want to call it. Essentially, it hasn't been working, all parts of it, this week. So it's too early to tell exactly how this will work. Currently, if you are not signed into the Google Podcast Portal, I believe that's what it's called. That's what I've been signed into, I guess. Currently, if you're not signed into that, you cannot look at the link that someone sends you to look at the podcast for their show. So we tested this out. I was already signed in because, you know, I submitted the PowerPress podcast to Google Play. And I was signed in and, you know, Todd and Mike sent me links to their show to look at it. And I could. It loaded up right away, you know, could listen to an episode. And then, you know, Angelo tried it and he was not signed into Google. And he said, it doesn't really work. It just says, listen, you know, sign up for Google Play. And we realized that unless you're signed in, that link doesn't really work. So that's not very helpful for everyday listeners. Like, if you don't have a podcast or if you're just not signed up for Google Play in general, which I would not be because I've never used it. I've never used the entire Google Play platform for anything. Then I'm not going to be able to listen to this. And then what's the point? They're trying to get more listeners. And I understand that those listeners are going to be using Google Play. However, that's not very efficient. So that is one issue that's going to have to get taken care of in the future. Another issue is it's not really rolled out on a lot of devices right now. You can check it out on, you know, on the web, but it's not on my phone yet. Today is Thursday, April 18th, and as of yet, I have not gotten an update to the Google Play Music app. It still has the headphones, and it says that the podcast service is not available. So Angelo, at least, has received the new logo for it, but I don't even have that on my phone. Like, he still doesn't have... He doesn't have the actual podcast service available, but I don't have anything yet. I don't have any of it working on my phone currently. I tried to send myself links to the PowerPress podcast on the links on my phone in Chrome. I tried to send a link to myself and just click on the link and see where it will open. And all it does is tries to open Google Play and then says, sign up for service. So, waiting on how all of that is going to work. Don't know when it's going to really happen. Google hasn't said much. We're not expecting them to, but I was expecting a little more than this the first week out. And speaking of the first week or so of this being available, that means we have not really updated PowerPress for it yet. We have not sent out a new update for PowerPress with full Google Play capability just yet because we don't know the full capability just yet. We can't really tell how the links are going to work. Currently, you can't even download episodes. You can just listen to them, which kind of defeats the purpose of a podcast. Don't really know what they're doing with that. I know that it says on April 25th, next week, that they will have more information about it. So I'm assuming that has to do with the statistics. And I can't remember what the actual little memo said. But on April 25th, it should be all officially 100% rolled out and working the way it should. Because I know that we know that people are going to want statistics for these listens and downloads. And right now we are not going to release and make it capable in PowerPress, you know, when there's too much up in the air to go forward right now with. So hopefully next week It will be available in PowerPress use and link to and everything like that. Until then, we're just asking that you hold tight, because there's nothing that we can do about it, and there's really nothing that you can do about it either. So regardless of that, and in my opinion, we don't really know much about Google Play right now. I found an article on Android Central that lists how to subscribe, find, share, all that good stuff on Google Play. So they've written up instructions of how to subscribe to shows, how to find them, how to manage your subscriptions, how to share them on Facebook and Twitter and email and the whole nine yards, essentially, for Google Play, except downloading, obviously, because that's not available. And that's great. But right now, I just want to be able to download them, and that is not available. And I do not understand why. I do not understand why that would not be available when you first launch something, when a podcast is considered a podcast because you can download it, because it is syndicated. So that's just kind of rubbing me the wrong way a little bit. I have high hopes for Google Play. Not right now, but I do for next week and the week after that. But it's a good thing, and I hope that I hope Google gets it together. Okay, and lastly, I want to touch on what else is happening in the podcasting world right now, and it's been a busy week or so on the West Coast. So the Worldwide Radio Summit happened in Hollywood, April 13th to the 15th, and I know Todd Cochran, our CEO, was in a panel last week talking about podcasting, because essentially that's what's happening in radio as well. And then Todd also hopped on over to NAB in Vegas, and that's where he currently is right now, just checking out what's going on over there, because Blueberry did not go this year. We did not get a booth because the New Media Expo is not part of NAB this year. And I don't really expect it to ever be at NAB ever again. For podcasters, it's up in the air of what they're going to do, if they would like to be involved in NAB in the future. This year and the future. There are spots for us to go if you want to get really specific or very broad, I guess. You can look at that either way. But essentially, New Media Expo it's not there. It's as simple as it's going to get. So Todd is there having a good old time, and I'm sure he will have lots to tell us when he gets back. And then also, the Social Media Expo is happening in San Diego right now, and I know there were some podcast speakers going to that, and there are some exhibitors there as well, and I think some of the podcasting region, and I hope that is going well. I know there was a lot of hype about that, and I hope that people are learning how to use social media for their podcast, learning lots of valuable information. And if any of you attended these conferences yourself and have anything to say, please contact me somehow. There are many ways to contact me. There is email, Twitter, Facebook, phone, the PowerPress Podcast website. There are multiple ways to get in touch with me. And I would love to hear what you thought about, one, Google Play, two, all of these events, and three, honestly, if you just, if you like the show, if you don't like the show, if you want to be on it, whatever you want to tell me, I want to hear it. Okay, so it's been a couple episodes since I have talked about my podcasting chronicle, as my journey of podcasting has been evolving and moving on and whatnot. And sitting down and thinking about this, I guess my most recent one is realizing and calling myself a podcaster. I am surrounded by podcasting all day, and I've been doing this podcast since September, and I am just now getting comfortable actually calling myself a podcaster. I don't know why I didn't really feel comfortable with that in the first place. Maybe because I wasn't doing this in my free time, and because this is, part of my job, and because it's mainly surrounding PowerPress, but it's finally starting to click and starting to become a more natural thing for me. So I don't know when that started to happen. I think probably a little bit at the last event that Angelo and I went to, and chatting with some people at the booth and whatnot, and they would say, what do you do with the company? And I would tell them, and then they would ask if we had a podcast, and I would say that I am the one that does it. And I think after just saying it out loud a little bit more to people on a regular basis, that's when it finally started to click. I don't know what it was before, but have any of you guys ever had this happen to you as well, even 3 years after you've started your show, does it still feel a little weird to you, or did you feel comfortable with it right away? Did you accept and love that new title that you had? I don't know. But that is how I'm feeling right now. Okay, I want to take one last second to bring up some events that we are headed to in the future, that Blueberry is headed to. You guys know that we are going to Podcast Movement. We are sponsoring, exhibiting, and we have an affiliate code for you to use if you would like to save some money on your ticket. Use the code Blueberry when you are registering for your ticket, and you save $40. Podcast Movement is happening in Chicago the, I believe, 6th to 8th, so right after 4th of July. And I suggest that you guys get there. It's going to be a great event. So many good speakers, companies to check out. Other podcasters are going to network with and just talk ideas with. And I think it's a very worthwhile event for you to go to. So check it out at podcastmovement.com. And when you register, use the code Blueberry when you check out. And the next event that we are sponsoring is happening in August. It's the first couple days. I think it's the 5th through the 7th of August. It's called the Elite Man Conference. So this is new. This is the first time this conference has ever happened. It's being put on by the Elite Man Magazine. And it's essentially a conference to, I guess, empower yourself as a man. Make yourself more comfortable in your own skin and, I guess, go after what you want in life. So they're going to have one or two podcast speakers, some companies that are exhibiting and we are sponsoring. And we also have an affiliate code for that. And there are different tiers of pricing. And whatever you use, when you use the code Blueberry10, that's 10 after Blueberry, you get 10% off of your ticket. So hard to beat that as well. We have codes, we have the links for both of those conferences in the show notes, or you can just use them, Blueberry for Podcast Movement and Blueberry 10 for the Elite Man Conference happening in Plymouth, Massachusetts, which I Googled and is an hour from Boston. If you're interested in those, check them out. We think that they're going to be great events, and we hope to, hope to get you guys there. Okay, to wrap up, today was talking about MTV and their podcast network that they're starting next week, which honestly I might check out and see if they have any good shows that are going to be happening. After that, I talked about Google Play and their soft launch and hopes for the future for them, and the Worldwide Summit, NAB, Social Media Expo, and just events that are happening in general. Get out there and go to them. And once again, thanks for listening, guys. It's been great, and hope to have you back next episode. Leave us a review on iTunes, or if you're interested in being on the show, please feel free to email me. I'd love to speak with you. Thanks, guys.